Episode 2996, Knock Knock, Who's There?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy day. It's Friday. And that means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And are you ready to dive in? Oh, come on. We are going to get down and dirty. It's going to be, well, probably a little uncomfortable, honestly, because there is a lot going on today. And when you're a parent, it is hard. Knock, knock. Who's there? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kiss It newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, if you haven't heard, head on over to pray.com. Create Your Now and pray.com has partnered together. Yes, we have a live TV show that goes on there on Tuesdays, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. So be there. Be square. It's awesome. It's fun. And if you can't get there live, yes, you can watch it on demand. And that will air, usually it's available a day to 2 days later. So we got to dive in because there is so much here to talk about. But before we do, I just want to say that our hearts, our prayers specifically, go out to those in Nashville at the Covenant Church. And what happened there. I've been traveling a lot, but I have been watching and knowing what's going on. It totally breaks my heart. No parent should ever have to bury their child, period. And here, not only did parents have to bury six children, because even though there were three adults, they still belonged to someone and they were young enough that their parents could still be alive, right? I don't know the details, but what I'm saying here is this is utterly ridiculous. And I'm just going to let it all hang out. Parents, it's time for us to step it up. And I am not blaming anyone. Please hear me out. Don't throw me with all these emails. This is a discussion for conversation internally and then within your own family structure. I want you to think beyond what the media is throwing out there. I want you to go beyond because I want you to hear what God wants you to hear. This is not about me. Create Your Now has never been about me, hence the name. But I'm telling you right now, if we as parents don't grow up and put on our big girl panties, and dad, same thing for you. You got to put on your big dad panties, okay, on that dad bod. Yeah, you got it. Because otherwise, if we don't, we're going to continue losing more children. And no parent should ever have to go through this. So my heart goes out to those who have unfortunately met with this horrible, horrific tragedy. And if you can, provide support monetarily. There are GoFundMe pages. There are things out there. Please, though, make sure you check it out before you just send money. Know who you're giving to and what they're going to use it for. Okay? Seriously. Because there's a lot happening, right? We've got Mississippi with the horrible tornadoes. When you look at the world that we stand in right now, it's utterly not only ridiculous, but it's scary. I didn't grow up in a world like this. I did not. Now, did we have tornadoes and hurricanes? Of course we did. As a child, you really didn't, you know, focus a lot on that. But now as I've gotten older, right, we watch the weather. We know the destruction that comes with that. But it's not just weather destruction anymore. It's not weather patterns that we're looking at. It's parenting patterns, lack thereof sometimes. Knowing your children does not come by only providing for their basic needs, food, shelter, and clothing. You must be invested in their lives to understand and connect with them. Don't let busyness steal your children. Knock, knock, who's there? As we know it, with busy schedules and the rise of social media, it's challenging to find the time and opportunity to get to know your children. That's why it's vitally important to be intentional and make a conscious effort to connect with your children. Statistics show that there's a significant communication gap between teens and their parents. According to a survey by Common Sense Media, only 30% of teens said they talked to their parents about social media. Now understand, this is just about social media. And just 18% of parents feel knowledgeable about social media. Now I'm pulling out social media, right? You could put in other things too. That percentage, that's only 30%, said they talked to, that means 70%. 75% are not talking to their parents. Is your child talking to you? Knock, knock, who's there? Additionally, there's a study by Pew Research Center found that teens are more likely to turn to their friends for advice and support rather than their parents. Is that how it is with your children? And I really want you to ask these questions. This is not about I'm better than you, you're better than your best friend or than your sister or your brother or whatever it is. This is about looking inward. This is not a competition. This is not about comparison. This is about you and your family. And it's unfortunate because we see all the cool things on social media. Oh, wow, they look so happy. Do we really know that they're that happy behind those four walls? We don't have that answer. Your best friend may come off that, oh, they've got just a great life. And only the stories that you hear are basically pretty good ones. And even the bad ones that you would say are bad aren't really that much of a big deal. But do you know the whole truth? Again, this is about looking inward. I don't want you to look side to side. This is not about me. I've made mistakes as a parent. I've owned those mistakes. And I've made changes along the way in how I parent. But it's unfortunate because nobody talks about these things. And very rarely do you sit here and say, we got to get back to some of the basics. It's not just about food, shelter, and clothing. Yeah, they're important. But our children are growing up with technology in their hands before they're 2 years old. Okay, now that's ridiculous, but it's true. I've watched my own grandson, right? I've had 5 children. Now I'm seeing a totally different generation, the children that I've raised, and already he's growing up with technology in his hand. It amazes me on what they know already at such a young age. So that makes it for us as parents even harder, right? As a parent, one of the most important things you can do is to get to know your children. Parenting is not just about providing for their basic needs, right? We've gone over that. But I think we kind of stick to that. It's like, well, somebody's got to work. Somebody's got to bring the paycheck home. Yeah, but you also got to be present in their life. You got to understand and connect with them. So what do? How can you bridge this communication gap and really connect with your children and get to know them? Well, it's simple. Knock, knock, who's there? That is your Kids to Keep It Simple strategy. Knock, knock, who's there? Proverbs 22 verse 6 says this, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Are you raising up your children to be who God wants them to be? Are you actually sitting there and saying, you know what? It's this. Now, I'm not saying you got to beat them over the head with the Bible. I'm not saying that. You don't have to throw Bible verses at them, right? You know, there's some of those people, you know, you probably have one or two in your life that they can spout off a Bible verse and they're like darts, boom, 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 boom. Okay, that might sound great that you can rattle those off, but does it do any good? You've got to have a balance as a parent. There's a time and place for everything. And when you find that balance in what you want as a family, then you can begin early. It's never too early to start. So if you're pregnant with a child right now, by golly, you're training them up right now. Yeah, believe it or not, you could do that. It's interesting. When I was pregnant with our first, and I did it with all of them, but specifically, I'm just going to share this story with our first, I would lay down and she would kick. Now, we did not know she was a she at the time. I wanted to be surprised. It was our first. That was what I wanted to do. But I can tell you it was a she because she was born. So anyway, she would sit there and she would kick me. And of course, this is when I was quote unquote thinner back in the day, right? And so, man, oh, I plumped up. Oh, yes, it was wonderful for her. Not so much for me, but great for her. But she would kick and she was a long baby. And as she grew, she would get that foot out there on my stomach and it would go all the way, half moon style, to the other side. I'm like, seriously, it is not swim time. It is time to go night night for mama. So what I would do is if I wanted to play with her, we would kind of tap on my tummy and we'd wake her up like, hello, it's playtime. Then when I wanted her to calm down, I would rub my tummy. I would take a nice hot bath or shower to calm her down. And it calmed me down too. My back felt better, everything, right? I started in the womb. If you're carrying your child and you can carry that little miracle, then start at the very beginning. But if you're like, oh gosh, Christiane, there's no hope for me. I'm 10 years into this. And I don't think I've been doing the right thing. You can start right now. It's never too late. But you do have to start. And I want you to keep this in mind. I know I've said it before. But we are not to be their friends. We are to parent, raising them to be productive adults so they can go out and impact the world they touch. And if you're not sure what that means, then ask yourself this question. Is what I'm doing going to allow them to become a productive adult in the future? If it's yes, then continue. If it's not, then maybe you need to question what's your next move. Now, understand this. At first, it's going to seem like, gosh, this takes a long time to make a decision as a parent. You're talking about at most 30 seconds. That's when you don't know, but man, when you get going, this is like a millisecond in your head. But that's because you're present as a parent. And that's ultimately the biggest gift I can give you is you have got to be present. You've got to see your child. You've got to hear your child. And that might mean saying no more than yes. That might mean actually disciplining them when it's not popular with their friends' parents even. It's never going to be popular with their friends. That may mean you take away their technology. That's all right. Take it away. Approval is not the problem. Taking action is. And we could just stop there. But I don't want to. I want to give you something more. I want you to look at the knock, knock, who's there. How can you go further with that? Well, number one, start by asking open-ended questions. That's going to invite conversation such as, how was your day? Or what did you enjoy doing today? What did you do at school? Now, what you do at school, if you ask that same question every single day, Mom, you know what we do at school. When they're in their tweens and they're in middle school, they're going to be like, I'm not falling for that, Mom. So you got to come up and be a little more creative on how you ask things. But avoid yes or no questions that can lead to dead-end answers. Ensure, though, that you are listening actively, giving them your full attention and showing empathy for their experiences. I cannot stress enough that if you're picking up your kids after school, those are the best conversations and times you can have with them. You don't need to be on your phone, and neither do they. And in fact, if you want to, come up with a rule. When we're in the car, you're not on your phone. Seriously, unless you need directions. And I had my kids when they were little and I wanted, no, not real, real little, because I understand we didn't have cell phones then. So they were older, okay? These were middle school into high school age. And I would have them because it's a teachable moment. They could sit here and tell me how to get there. And they would hold the phone. I did not. Like, Mom, you're coming up here. They would learn their left, right, all of that. They'd get it better and faster. They understand the community and where to go. Those kind of things, again, teachable skills. But you don't have to sit here and say, I can't do that. Yes, you can. It's open-ended questions. And you don't need a lot of them. What you do need is you need to ask a question and then shut your mouth and listen. You don't need to judge in these moments, because what you're doing is you're building a bond with them, a trust that says, gosh, I can tell my mom anything and she's not going to flip off the rail when I tell her these things. Don't you want your children coming to you to talk about the birds and the bees and the honey nut trees? Or would you rather them go to their friends? Or worse, the internet? Wouldn't you rather them come to you and say, Mom, you know what? I was offered a cigarette today. Someone asked me to smoke weed. Okay, don't go off the rail. Ask more questions. Because when you can get them to tell you things, oh my goodness, it changes everything. And that means when they are in trouble or close to that, they're going to come to you. You want to have this relationship with them. And that means there has to be communication, not one way, but two way. It's not all about you. It's not about shooting those darts at the kids. It doesn't work that way. You need to hear them out too. They have a voice, and that voice needs to be heard. Now, there are times, I know, that it's all going to be about you. Blood or flood, you got to let them have it. But there's a time and place for that. It's not an every moment. Because if that's what you're doing and responding, then I guarantee your children are going to shut you out. And high school, you're not going to know the truth of what's really going on in their life. And that truly is the bare basics of parenting. But I know we don't talk about this. And so that's why we're talking about it here. Knock, knock. Who's there? Number two, find shared interest. Participating in activities they enjoy, such as playing video games, yep. Going to the movies, yep. Maybe learning new dance moves. Maybe if they're on TikTok, well, you may need to do a TikTok dance with them. It can help you bond and build trust, right? And that's what you want to do. Also, set aside time for family activities, such as game nights, pizza night. It can provide an opportunity for quality time, and it can strengthen your relationship. My kids always enjoyed pizza night. If Dad was traveling, sometimes he would do homemade pizzas at home. If he was home, he didn't always necessarily like the mess. That's just who he is. So we'd go out, and we would pick different pizza restaurants that we liked, and we would order our pizzas and bring them in and just have a family night, sometimes have a movie night at home. You don't always have to go out, right? There's so many things you can stream. So you don't have to spend a lot of money. Some people say, I can't afford that. If you're spending money with what's out there, find a movie you haven't seen or something that interests you. Or you can even find something that's in vogue and watch it with them. So you know what they're watching. So you understand where it's coming from. Because let me tell you, if they're streaming it and they can get on it, they're friends are going to be watching some of the same things, and you may not like what they're watching, but if you know what they're watching, then that helps with conversations. Those open-ended questions. And also, if you watch it together, then you can have those conversations right there. But there's a time and place for that too. Sometimes we just need to watch and make general comments. Well, what would you do, Sam? I don't know. How about you, Julia? What would you do if you were in that position? Quick, to the point, move on. Not dwell on it, not overreact on it, right? If we watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, I know you're probably thinking, what? Those are teachable moments for our children. Would you act like that? So to my boys, is that the way you treat a girl? Or for the girls, should you be dressing like that? Is that the attitude you should have towards men? It opens up a dialogue, not a monologue. And unfortunately, we as parents, we are monologuing our life to them. This is what you have to do, Julia. This is what you have to do, Sam. Mom and Dad think, well, if I'm just going to write it this way, they're going to do it. No, they're not. They're going to push your buttons, because that's what kids do. They challenge you. You got to pack your patience to be a parent. And you got to lean in and go all the way let me tell you, it is the best job ever. It is. It's hard though. I know. I've gone through five. And it's, whew, we still have three living underneath our roof right now because they're in graduate school and finishing up college and one starting college. So I know I'm there. And then we've got some that are married and having our big grandbabies, right? It's so exciting. It's a different life and you grow with them. But when you're raising them, and even when they grow older, right, you got to find those shared interests. My daughter, she's a realtor now. You know what? I know a few things about realty because I've moved so many times. So I can now share stories with her from different perspectives. Do you think that helps her? Yes, it does. Do you think I can build her confidence? Yes, I can. It's a blessing to be able to do that. And it's cool because she's getting to shine and I can say, oh, that was so great. What a brilliant idea. Now, she did learn from the best, her mom. Just saying. But you know what I mean, right? It's not about the pats on the back. It's about establishing a relationship. And I'm here to tell you, parents, we're missing the mark because we're not doing that. Knock, knock. Who's there? And finally, number three, be where your children hang out. Know and be aware of their online activity, especially their social media usage, what they're doing. Social media can be a valuable tool, right, for connecting with friends, especially if you move, because we've moved a ton, and staying informed. There are schools that use Twitter. My son had to get a Twitter account because that's just what the professor did. And I'm like, a little strange. He goes, I know. I said, well, just because you're on Twitter doesn't mean you have to use it. And so that's what he did. He only went there because he needed stuff for this professor, and then he didn't do anything else. I said, you don't have to put anything else out there. You can use it for the bare basics. But a lot of people, they're like, oh, but I want to get sucked in and I want to do all this. You don't have to. Tell your children you could do something different. You can respond in a different manner. But it also, right, with social media, can be a negative source of influence with harmful content. There's a lot of CRAP out there. So encourage your children to share their online experiences with you and educate them about safe online behavior and the importance of privacy. You got to tell them, you post something, it's there for life. For life. Just because you delete it doesn't mean it goes away. Oh, no, no, no. You can go out there and find one of my original .coms for Create Your Now. It's kind of crazy. I'm thinking, but it's not even up and running. I deleted that. And I still get stuff from there and I'm thinking, how do I get it off? It's there forever. Now, it's nothing bad. But if your child posts a picture, let's say it's Julia. I don't know why I'm stuck on the Julia name. So if you have a Julia, it's all right. There's nothing bad about that. Happen to like that name. We're just using that name for today. Julia and Sam, girl and boy. But if Julia is wearing this bikini and the top is kind of just a little bit too close of showing a little bit too much. And then, wait, the pants don't even cover anything? Okay, big question mark. And you say, you do know when you have a job interview that they're going and looking through all this. They're what? Yep, they are. Even parents don't know that. It's a part of the applications now. They want to know. So if you are not proud of what you're posting, then you shouldn't post it. But are you telling your kids that? Making it bigger so they understand? Now, yes, they're going to post some things and you're going to have to take it down. But it's like, come on, think about this. And you got to remind them. And you're going to say it 1,000 times. It's all right. Keep reminding them. That is your job description. We are to provide not only for our children's physical needs, but also their spiritual and emotional needs. We are called as parents to teach and guide our children, which requires getting to know them and understanding their unique needs and personalities. It is a blessing to be a parent, but it's hard. Ephesians 6 verse 4 says this, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." We are to train up our children. We're to teach our children. That's our job description as parents. It's our job to discipline. They're not going to like it, and they're not supposed to. God disciplines us, right, as his children. we are also to do the same. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to sit here and provoke them to anger. And anger here is a very, very strong word. Understand this. It's not about, oh, mom, I'm mad at you. I'm not going to talk to you. That's not the anger here. This is the anger as in your kill and death. You don't want to get to that point. That's why you bring them up in discipline and instruction of the Lord. Are you doing that? Are you being a part of their life? Are you going to their activities? Are you staying informed? Do you go and meet all of their teachers? Because sometimes your children will show something at school differently than they show at home. And this is just a way, what, to be well-rounded as a parent, to know your children. Now, if you're a homeschool parent, right, you want to make sure that they are well-rounded as a child too. And so allowing them socially to get to know people, that's important. I homeschooled our children for years. They've been homeschool kids, they've been in private schools, and they've also been in traditional public schools. They've had everything. But regardless of where they were, this mama always knew what was going on. Did I still let them fall sometimes? Yeah, because they needed to fail. And it was okay too. But I was there to help pick up the pieces, to mend their broken hearts. But I was also there when they got their awards and their trophies, when they did excellent on a test. I was there to celebrate with them. I was also there for the breakups, for the heartaches. I was there. We have got to be parents that are present. Because if we're not, we're missing the mark. So my challenge for you is, are you ready to be who your child needs? And I really want you to answer that honestly, because if you're not and you're struggling in this, that's okay. What I'm asking is that you get help. Maybe you need to see a counselor, a therapist, or you need a coach. Maybe you need to reach out to someone who says, I don't get this thing. My kid's at a stage that it's just like out of my league. Then get help. You don't have to struggle to be a parent. I know, I think a lot of parents, we struggle in silence, and I don't want you to do that. So answer that question honestly. Are you ready to be who your child needs? And if so, where do you need to start? And that may mean, okay, I'm not sure with the season that we're in, I need to be over here and I need to get some help. Or maybe, wait, I need to be a better cheerleader, encouraging them. You know, they're in their junior and senior year of high school. I really just need to be that parent that says, you've got this. Nothing is impossible. Go reach for your goals. Maybe you haven't been that parent, or you have, but you haven't shown it the way you think you need to. Okay, this is an honest inward look, remember? It's not about comparison. I've told you from the beginning that I've made mistakes as a parent. My husband has made mistakes as a parent. But we've also done a lot of things right. And I know you want what's best for your child. So I know you're ready to be who your child needs. It's just, where do you need to start? So my prayer for you, my friend, is may the hard days of parenting be prosperous for your child in the future. Hold on to God closely as you navigate these uncharted waters. Be refreshed in the evenings as you lie down, so your heart can handle the challenging days before you. Your children deserve to be loved deeper and wider. Give them this opportunity by raising them up by the Lord's standards, not your busyness. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day and weekend too. Woohoo! Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.